Dree writes to us. He says he's in the process, Tom, of building a new home, and they're planning to use spray foam on the exterior walls and have radiant barrier on the roof. Now, he wants to know about sealing the attic and the foam, and I know you don't like foam. You recommend against it.
No, I wouldn't use it anywhere, any part of the house, walls or attic or anything, but, you know, we get these questions, and they say, Tom, I am planning on doing this. Well, if he's going to do it, then he's going to do it.
God bless you.
But if he was asking me, should I do this, that would be a different way to answer the question. And I would say, no, don't you do that. Use a formaldehyde-free, unfaced fiberglass on both, and do not seal an attic.
Well,
but this thing with the question, don't seal your attic. Keep it on the floor of the attic.
The key to that question was, he said, new home. He probably doesn't have a choice. It's probably a builder, and that's how they're doing it.
Okay.
Right? I mean, production builder.
I lost with words. Okay, fine. Then.
I mean, don't you think?
I don't know.
I mean, if you go to pick
some home builders,
some giant master.
Yeah. They're going to do all the same thing.
Right.
So you really don't have a question that can be helpful.
Well, let me ask you this then, because we get enough questions about foam. What's the difference between open and closed cell? What does that mean?
You know what? It would take forever, and I would bore people to death. If they want to Google it, they can find that, and it's very simple. They'll say one's open, one's closed, one breathes better, one is tighter. But the bottom line is either one is not worth using.
Right, one of them breathes enough.
If we ever want to do maybe something on our website, you could probably get all that information. We can put together a nice information article, because it would take longer than what we need to do here.
I smell a video.